Henson Kearns is an articulate young woman with autism. She moved into her current home at Sweetwater Spectrum about a year and a half ago, not long after it opened. And she's both happy and engaged there.
It's not a group home or program. It's a residential facility, so there's more independence here. You get to pick your staff, and you get to decide who you want to work with. So I like that part, and you can like make your own schedule. So I like the independence and the more the community feeling, because there's people you can talk to here that have similar difficulties and strengths as you do.
Gwen Fisher is one of the other three residents who share the spacious modern house, one of four matching residences within the Sweetwater compound. She is forthright about how she prizes the self-sufficiency that has come with living there.
My parents are around, so I do stuff with them, but it's like mainly our staff. So it's kind of like if I think about it really hard, it's like, yeah, I'm not living with my parents anymore. I'm basically almost all on my own, even though we've got support. But it's kind of weird if I think about it, like, wow, I'm almost completely independent.
Altogether, there are 16 residents at Sweetwater, a 2.8-acre property just a few blocks from the Central Sonoma Plaza. The $9.2 million project also includes in its spare open design a versatile community center, a swimming pool, and a one-acre organic farm. Deirdre Sheeran, CEO and executive director, says that was one of the first elements on the list for inclusion as the facility was being conceived.
Farming can be very neurologically calming. Floral and rosemary and different fragrant things can be inviting. Very repetitious work can be attractive. And so the farm component was a big piece at the very, very beginning of the whole design.
That process began 8 years ago when a Bay Area-wide group of concerned parents, friends, and supporters joined together to conceptualize and then build a place where adults with autism could live together as independently as possible. One of those co-founders was Carolyn Klebanoff, the current board president for the nonprofit residential community. After a nationwide search, she explains, they settled on a model they wanted to adapt, co-housing.
We thought that was a concept that could work well, not only for the people who live there, but also for the staff who are supporting them.
After that, things began to move quickly.
We incorporated in May of 2009. We found the property the end of 2009, and we closed on it in 2010, and we put a shovel in the ground in 2011, and we opened in January of 13.
But all through that process, says Sheeran, the emphasis was on creating community.
Each house has four people in it, so there's the community of the home, community of Sweetwater, their neighbors right here on campus, and then the greater community of Sonoma, and that is going and volunteering at the school or volunteering at Jack London, or we've got some folks that go over to the library and help out, shopping in town. So it's that engagement across Sonoma because we're neighbors here.
Everyone involved is well aware that what Sweetwater Spectrum is doing is something new. Something that by itself can address only a tiny sliver of a huge and growing need. So now their emphasis, says Klebanoff, is on figuring out how to replicate their model.
We're trying to determine the flexibility of the model. Is this something that can be done in a more urban setting? Is this number of residents the right number? Is four people in the house the right number? We're very much interested in learning how different versions of this model could work.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.